Why you always gotta, why you always gotta put me in a box? Never understanding, always reprimanding me. Darling, I don't like it. Darling, I don't like it. How we keep on fighting? Ooh, let's take a break. Let's pull back the blinds to see.
So you're here from Tennessee. You're visiting from Tennessee? Just for a short time? What are you doing?
Do you want me to answer now?
Yeah, we're going.
Oh, cool.
This is
Saw, dude. Send it.
We just... We don't. We just go.
Saw. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So.
As I said, we can edit this.
This is amazing.
This will probably stay, though.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. What was the question?
You're visiting from Tennessee.
I'm visiting from Tennessee. I moved there 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
From Seattle.
Okay.
And then was talking to my aunt like a month ago about how I missed the Pacific Northwest, and didn't know how to remedy that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, come work on my whale watching boat.
Whale watching boat?
Yes. So.
Wait, is this like during COVID you worked a whale watching boat? Or?
Oh, they've been rolling. Because you have all the fresh air, the fresh sea air just circulating.
What's it like working a whale watching boat?
Well.
What kind of whales? One.
Okay, it's in the Puget Sound.
Okay.
So depending on the time of year, there's all kinds of wildlife that meanders in. There's resident pods of orcas that stay year round that love to eat, salmon. And then there's transient pods that come in the summer and eat a lot of seals.
Oh, wow. So, that took a turn.
Yeah. So, yesterday I was out on the boat and, we found a pod that was teaching their young to hunt. So the adults will bruise the seal, so it's slower, and then the young ones will just learn how to.
It quickly went TV-14 here.
Yes, I know. I'm so sorry. It's
so they bruise them
circle
first.
Of
they,
life.
They bruise.
They slow them down, quote unquote.
Oh.
and then teach the young ones kind of how to maneuver, and then they were like throwing it up in the air.
Oh wow! Like I've seen that on National Geographic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I remember the first time I saw that on TV where like they toss them up in the air and they're just...
Because they also
so
technically...
So you're doing this for fun? This is like a...
Yeah! Oh my goodness. It's like the boat that I'm on has 140 people, or it can carry 140 people. And then people come from all over and they get so excited when we find the whales. And it's like, I cried yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
That's amazing.
Yeah. Last week was my first week as an official crew member. So there's a lot I'm still learning.
When do you head back to Tennessee?
Probably mid-September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just a little stint. Okay, let's talk about music.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
My first question is, like, during COVID and out of COVID, like, how was it?
Music?
As an artist, as a musician.
Life as an artist.
And now, I mean, part of this, like, the songs by the river is, like, hey, like, providing space for people to, like...
Yeah.
Absorb live music for other musicians to play.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I would say for the artist community that I'm a part of, it was an obvious shift, COVID pivot, as you said earlier.
Thank you.
Love that. It was an obvious shift, but I do feel that the creative community was already kind of used to like last minute life changes.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah.
So, like, I had a tour plan to Europe summer 2020.
No,
I did too. We were going to go to Ireland and to England and Scotland.
Had you been before or
no.
would that have been your... Oh,
that was
going to
be my
gosh.
First time.
That's
I know.
Terrible.
I know.
And then it just...
Just...
We hit the pause button.
We canceled it, paused it. But there was... Being in Nashville, it's super fast-paced.
Okay.
As a small business that I'm the owner of, and I'm also the product.
I was like, what business is this? You're like, oh, no,
Emily
this is
Odison,
it.
Music. I'm the product and the owner.
Owner, product.
Yes. There's just, like, a lot of hustling always.
Yeah,
and
totally.
So it's crazy, but I was almost like, oh, yeah, this is really good to just, like, be forced to slow down.
Did it slow down in Nashville?
Yeah. Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, through it, there I have a little bluegrass band.
Oh, cool.
And we would get together once or twice a week anyways just to play songs
just
and
like
have fun.
Like in the round outside or something?
Or just in someone's living room.
Okay.
We crowd in and have bluegrass jams.
Oh, nice.
But we decided to start filming them just because why not? And then some of those videos, like, majorly took off.
No way.
And so, you know, that's something we wouldn't have
this
done.
This was during COVID?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's super
so
cool.
So, like, you know, fiddle music down by the river, just an iPhone video, whatever.
People loved it. So you were playing through COVID. You had these little things and they took off.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, were you writing during COVID? Was it?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
European concerts on hold. So we pivot to the river. We're bluegrassing.
Gosh. I think I just really needed a break.
Ah.
And I love music, and it's my life, and I breathe it all the time. Yeah. But it was like, oh, maybe I just took a break for a while. Didn't write for
so
like
great.
6 months.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Hung out.
Okay.
Made videos. Didn't worry about it. I think I just needed a break from the like constant wheel turning.
That's great. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it panned out. And you have an EP coming out now.
I do.
Talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it. So through the videos we made, put them on Facebook, YouTube, this guy reached out to me 6 months ago and was like, I found you through these videos. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I love your voice so much. But he reached out and was like, I would love to record you. I'm coming to Nashville. Can we do a project? And I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, we'll do like one cover song. I'm not going to do my own songs.
Yeah.
I don't even know you. So he came to Nashville.
Yeah.
My friend Jed brought his guitar. Usually I play and sing, but my friend Jed played guitar. I just sang. And it was like this magical experience.
Wow.
So in that session, we ended up recording 5 songs.
Nice.
Of just
okay.
old bluegrass covers, kind of reworked.
I would love for you, if you could, just like expand upon maybe the story behind a song or like your process of writing that specific song.
Totally.
Is there one tonight that you're kind of thinking of that would be?
Definitely.
Talk about it. Let's
go. Yes. The first song I'm going to sing tonight is called I Think It's You.
Okay.
I think it's you.
like,
I think.
It's
you.
It's not I think it's you. It's I think.
I think. It's you, I think. It was always you, I think.
Also some hesitation.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's you. And I started writing it. Like 2 years ago when I was driving from Seattle to Portland and I was home for a visit in the Northwest from Nashville and just, it's kind of like a love song to the Pacific Northwest.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's to a place. It's not a person.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it could be, you know.
Yeah. Well, yes. Sorry.
Yeah. It could be a person.
Listener, if you
but
want
I'll
it to be
the
for a
Pacific
person, that's
Northwest.
Totally
fine. Also, just like, I was really missing, I have 4 brothers and so I was like really missing them. Mm. They're all here, like in my feels. So started writing it and then went back to Nashville and I have a friend named Charlie who was in that band Jars of Clay. Have you ever heard of them?
Yes. That's amazing.
Yes. Charlie Lowell. So we got together and I kind of showed him what I had and then he helped me finish it. So,
no way.
Yeah. It's just about moving away and then looking back and being like, oh, maybe it wasn't so bad back home.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does it all come out at one point? I mean, so Charlie comes and he helps you tweak it. Is it just to like, hey, like this inspiration strikes and then you just start writing? Or is it like you...
There was definitely like a lightning bolt of inspiration on my drive from Seattle to Portland 2 years ago. And I kind of had the music, pretty much had the music and the chorus. I had the chorus. But Charlie and I have written a lot of songs together and he's just like... He's just really good at asking the questions that I need to be asked.
Gotcha.
So he's not necessarily always like, here's a line.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Tell me more about this.
Oh, I love that. That's so helpful.
So he just like pulls it out.
Yeah.
Which
and then
is,
you just go.
Yeah. So he also helped me write my first single I released.
Okay.
So that's another story though. It's called I Baked You a Pie.
Oh, yes. Love it.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
But this one called I Think It's You is, I really think it is like a love song to Oregon and Washington.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's so great. Yeah. It's like a perfect place to sing it. We're on the banks of the Columbia River.
Right?
We have Oregon and Washington
Oregon
in view.
Heaven.
We're in heaven.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Maybe you should just turn and face the river and sing
it. I think it's you. And then turn towards Washington and be like, I think it's you. And turn towards Oregon. Like, I think
and
it's
then
you.
An orca just goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then kicks a baby seal
and
up.
And then there's a sturgeon?
Yes, sturgeon.
In my mind, I was thinking Sturgill Simpson. I was like, wait, sturgeon?
And then Sturgill Simpson. He's riding this lawnmower. Sturgill Simpson comes like riding it.
Sturgill Simpson just
You've been in Nashville too long.
Dude, I know. But
you need sturgeon, not Sturgill.
Write that song. I was looking for
sturgeon. Are we writing
sturgeon.
A song right now?
Here we are.
Go.
But I found Sturgill or something. I was looking for Sturgill, but I just found a sturgeon. I guess I'm supposed to move back to Portland, Oregon.
I think you heard it here, folks. That's the new number one.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Sturgill, so, come talk to us as well.
Yeah. So. Sturgeon Simpson.
Emily, thanks for chatting with us.
Dude, thank you.
This was perfect. Thanks for singing. We can't wait to listen. I know it's going to be beautiful.
I'm so excited. All right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Step at a time, and I know it's a lonely road, dive bars and boulevards, but it's all that I've ever known. And I'm burning out on waiting for someday, but there's always something free about something new, and the price I pay for freedom wears on me too. And I've been looking for a reason to come back home. And I've been looking for a reason. And I think it's you. 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 Gotta get away. I feel the wind of an ocean breeze, and I think maybe I'm okay. But when I see the sunset on the horizon, I wonder if I fooled myself, chasing down an empty dream, all the while missing out on what's in front of me. To come back home, and I've been looking for a reason, and I think it's you, and I think it's you, and I think it's you, and I think it's you. And I think it's you.